Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
According to ESPN's Tim McMahon, in addition to the Grizzlies parting ways with Taylor Jenkins, the Grizzlies are also parting ways. I hate that. Why can't we just say fired anymore? Like, it's just insane. Like, Noah LaRoche and Patrick St. Andrews, along with Taylor Jenkins, sources told Sham Sharania and Tim McMahon. LaRoche had a major influence on Memphis's shift in offensive philosophy this season. So for those that are curious, Patrick St. Andrews is arguably Taylor Jenkins' best friend. Like, they've known each other for a very long time. So he's obviously going to be a Jenkins loyalist. And LaRoche is the guy that is largely credited with the principles of the offense that I think makes sense on a grease board, but not when you have NBA players. But this gives credence to the Grizzlies are trying to, like, do a full reset. Like, I think if you want to be a little skeptical, you could make the argument, like, this is just a further trying to pile on, like, the people that had the bad ideas. But I'm just at the point now where it's like, something clearly had to change. Do I think this was, like, the right way? I don't know. 9 games left. Because George and I were looking up during a break. The closest example we could think of was George, the Bucks coach. Adrian Griffin. When the Bucks were 30 and 13 and fired him. But
was
I also
right before the All-Star break? Or was that after the All-Star break?
I think it was before. I think it was in January, but there's
January. Doc had been hired.
Doc had been a consultant,
right?
And but I also make that I make a distinction there. Like, I've always said, Giannis is the silent assassin with coaches. Like, I don't think he gets enough credit for being a coach killer. That was a Giannis operation.
Yeah,
like this. I believe this is truly it's a lot of things, but I think mostly it is a performance issue. And they got rid of the people that they think that have led to the vibes.
I wonder if a lot of this was like in also trying to remove some of the people pushing or, you know, being credited for some of these ideas that may not have worked out or some of these concepts that may not have worked out. How much of that is also going to essentially just let Isala say, hey, we're just going to simplify it, break it down. Do essentially the bare bones basic version of what we've been wanting to do all season and just roll with it.
I wonder if it's actually,
because I don't think he can implement a whole system in 9 games.
I do think Isalo is largely auditioning.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
I also would imagine he doesn't want them around.
Probably not.
I would imagine, like, if you're trying to, like, you don't want the people that are loyal to the guy that they just fired.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.